listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. More election results are slowly being locked in, with Tony Williams officially declared the mayor of Rockhampton by Electoral Commission Queensland. In the Central Highlands, outgoing Mayor Kerry Hayes has thanked those who've supported his leadership while conceding defeat to Janice Moriarty. But he's expressed disappointment in parts of the community, saying the campaign's exposed an unsavoury and unnecessary discourse. There's still no news out of Livingston Shire, where Adam Bellow still has that tiny lead over incumbent Andy Ireland. 20 days into the free meningococcal B vaccine rollout in Queensland, and more than 17,800 infants and older teenagers have had the jab. The good news is we've seen just a single case in CQ this year. President of the AMAQ, Dr. Maria Bolton, says the B strain of the deadly disease is what we tend to see,
which is why it's really important for parents to have a chat to their GPs or to check the immunisation register to see whether their kids have had it or not.
Meantime, COVID is back on the menu in Claremont, where a mask mandate has returned to the local hospital. And CQ farmers could soon be using weeds to improve their soil quality. It may sound a bit unusual, but around 500 tonnes of hyacinth is being removed from the lagoon in Rockies Botanic Gardens to be mulched or composted. Braden Mitchell from the Fitzroy Basin Association says we could be setting a new trend.
If this project is successful and we work out we are getting benefits through hyacinth use in the ag sector, this can be pretty well used anywhere. Hyacinth is all over Queensland.
In sport, it's a big weekend on two wheels in CQ. The Rockhampton Cup on Wheels returns to the Kenrick Tucker Velodrome tomorrow night, making the most of the track's brand new surface, while the Port City hosts the next rounds of the BMX State Series.